Psalm 97. Psalm 97, a song of praise to the sovereign Lord. This psalm speaks of our Lord Jesus' millennial kingdom, which he will establish on this earth sometime in the, I think, near future. So let's read Psalm 97, verse 1. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad. Now, because the Lord reigns, the physical earth will continue to rejoice even in that kingdom. It rejoices and in its obedience to God who created it. It rejoices in showing God's handiwork. Then, after it says that, it says it mentions the word isles. Isles mean an island or inhabitable lands or countries other than Israel. The Bible, in several places, that word is written, and that's what it means. That could include any country other than Israel can be referred to as isles in the Bible. This first verse calls all people to rejoice in the sovereign God. Let's continue reading. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. These seven verses reaffirm what Isaiah wrote about Christ's kingdom and his government in Isaiah 9, verses 4 to 7. The verses we read every season, every Christmas season. And in verse 7 of Isaiah 9, it says, of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. At that time, during Jesus' kingdom, all we who are the Lord's will have great rejoicing and blessings. But unbelievers will not be rejoicing because they are not his. The fire and destruction described here are for any who oppose Jesus' reign. During that time, any opposition to Christ's rule will be put down, and idol worship will be put to an end. Everyone, even all earthly gods, gods spelt with a small g, will worship Jesus Christ. I like what it says in Matthew 2, verse 2. The Magi say this, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Let's read verse 6 again. The heavens declare his righteousness and all the peoples see his glory. That reminds me of Psalm 19, verse 1. There it says, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. God's glory and his handiwork is a reflection of his righteousness and justice, and he is worthy of all worship, and at that time, everyone will. Verses 8 and 9. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Zion, Israel, will come to receive Jesus as their Savior during those seven awful years of tribulation before the 1,000-year reign of Jesus. All Israel will be glad and rejoice in their Savior and Lord because of the salvation he worked out at Calvary for them and also for his righteous judgments in his kingdom. It will happen because Jesus is most high over all the earth and exalted above all gods, like it says in verse 9. Romans 11, verse 26 says, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Let's read verses 10 and 11. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for righteousness and gladness for the upright in heart. God hates evil with the same intensity that he loves righteousness. Do we? If we love the Lord, we need to hate evil like he does. God does preserve our souls and will deliver us from wickedness and from all evil. Here we have trials and difficulties, but in his kingdom, all trouble will be forgotten. Our souls are secure and our future is bright, not because of our goodness, but because of his greatness and his mercy and grace. We live in God's light and joy because of what he has done and will do for us who have trusted in him. Philippians 4 verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Verse 12, rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. We are to rejoice and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Before we were saved, his holy name excluded us. But now, through the redemption accomplished through our Lord Jesus, his holy name has brought us into his presence, and we rejoice in remembrance of it. Let's remember to give our Lord honor and praise every day for his greatness and holiness and salvation, because in his kingdom, we will do it forever. Romans 8 verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.